She's like, that's her new thing. She gonna crack her
knuckles. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? What's up? Peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things.
What? Love, life, and laughter. Babe trying to act like she don't like, remember what we say. Well, usually
you
piece.
Do the other side.
I do normally.
And so I tried to jump in and I messed it up. My bad.
Well, I'm Gabrielle.
Yes.
One of your hosts.
And I am Chad, your other host.
So thank you for joining us. If this is your first time, we hope that you enjoy. If you're an OG, thanks for coming back. We appreciate it.
We appreciate y'all.
Let's see what's going on. So if you're watching, let's talk about Babe and his baby face, okay? That's because crazy. He decided that he was going to shave off all of his hair.
Yeah, but
and start all over
for a reason. Hair. For a reason. It wasn't just like I didn't wake up and be like, you know what? I want to be shaved face again. Because I haven't shaved my face in, if you watch the vlogs over on Gabe Babe TV, shameless plug.
Not shameless.
Not shameless at all. You actually, like, then you've seen me the last time I shaved, which was probably,
I don't even remember when that was.
3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time since I shaved my face, but like lately, my face is getting, it gets really dry. And it's been getting to the point where it's been really irritated and just enough, I can't get enough lotion like in there to like get it to,
in there,
you know, to get it to, to be moisturized.
You
know?
Yeah.
And I've tried oils. I mean, I've tried everything. So my goal is, it was to just, you know, it got really bad on Sunday. It was really irritated. And so I was like, I'm going to shave this off and just let it grow back, you know. And so Gabrielle's been like, giving me, I did like a,
I've been moisturizing his situation. She's been hooking me up.
But it was really dry, wasn't it?
Exfoliating.
Yes. It was really dry.
We've been put some serums on there, some moisture, some Eucerin. Honey, we're trying to get rid of all of the dryness.
Yeah,
okay. So, and I think it helped a little bit.
It helped quite a bit because it's not as red. Yeah. It was really red yesterday, so, Sunday, and then yesterday, too. But it's so funny. We were sitting at the table this morning. What'd you say?
I was like, you know what? I think I'm liking this look. It's kind of sexy. Because yeah, the first day, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, because
I
hadn't
seen him like this in so long.
Yeah, because it was so,
and he just looks so different.
I do. Like, I look so different.
No 5 o'clock shadow, no anything, just bare.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. You know what I was thinking? I was like, you really don't have a top lip.
I don't. I have no top lip.
I don't think I remembered that.
Yeah, I have no top lip. It's crazy. But yeah,
so crazy.
It's crazy.
But yeah, so the 5 o'clock shadow he's got going on is quite sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's coming back. So it's I've already got a pretty good amount of stubble. So it's coming back. So give me a couple more days. It'll be by the time that we film the next podcast,
it'll be back. It won't be as thick.
It's so funny. I was talking to my boy TJ. Some of y'all that watch, you probably know exactly who that is. And he was like, we FaceTimed yesterday, and he was like, bro, you look like 10 years younger. I'm like,
dang,
I don't know if I'm supposed to take that as a compliment or if I'm supposed to be offended. But
right, what you trying to say?
He's like, no, it looks good. I'm just saying, like, but I get it. It was messing with him, but it was just funny.
It does make you look younger.
It does, like, you know, but it's funny, though, because she was putting lotion on my face earlier, and she was like, you know, maybe some of this is just a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, because he was like, it's so white, and I'm like, babe, you got gray hair coming in. Like, it's a lot.
It'll probably be grayer now that I shaved it off.
Oh, because it's starting. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, so it
probably be a silver fox.
It'll probably be grayer because I shaved it off.
Because you shaved it off. Ooh, I didn't think about that. What did you do? I mean, what can you do?
I'm just going to pick up a Scottish accent so I can be like Sean Connery out here in these streets.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. You guys, so big things are happening this week.
Well, big things popping.
Big things popping. Babe is going to be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. When you're listening to this, it's Thursday. Yeah. So on Friday is Babe's birthday.
So Friday the 12th.
June 12th. How old you going to be, love?
I'm going to be 28. It's amazing to be so close to 30, but not being there yet is just a really good feeling. No, I will be 38 years old.
Man.
But you know what? I don't feel 38. I feel 38 years young. I don't feel 38 years old.
Okay.
I feel good. This is some of the best shape I've ever been in.
Yeah.
In my life. I'm at the biggest that I've ever been, but biggest as in like the strongest and leanest. I'm back running. I lift weights, you know, 5 times a week.
Yeah, you're doing it.
I'm back running, like, you know, so it's been good. I feel good.
Yeah.
My diet's a heck of a lot better than it was, you know, this is probably, you know, I'm still off a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I need to get a little bit more Whole Foods in, but I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah. So I'm excited about
your birthday.
This year's going to be a great year.
Test out 38 for me.
That's right.
For a little while.
Yeah, because she got 18 days later.
18 days after Babe, I'll be 38.
That's right. So I will be her elder for 18 days. And I'm going to need her to respect my authority.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's I never crazy. Really watched South Park. Any of y'all watch South Park? But that's like, respect my authority.
That's South Park is what they kill Kenny, right?
Yeah.
You kill Kenny. Don't kill Kenny.
Yeah, and respect my authority.
I love South Park.
I didn't watch South Park.
You didn't?
But that's where I got that statement from.
I don't think I realized where you got that from.
Mm-hmm. South Park.
I just remember Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny always got killed.
I used to love me some South Park.
Yeah, Kenny.
Don't kill Kenny.
Kenny always getting killed.
Anyway, before we go forward. Let's cue the music.
Let's cue it. I'm ready.
You ain't.
But I am. Here we go. Trying.
Hey,
we didn't officially practice our dance routine.
Isn't it the best? I just love it.
It's just great.
Like, I just want to listen to it. I've had a few people ask us what it is. Oh, and I don't know what
I'll tell
it
you
is.
Where. No,
Babe knows. I have no idea.
So I will tell you where we found it. There's a great site, hashtag not sponsored, called premiumbeats.com. And Premium Beats, literally, it's a premium music, you know. Licensing, like music licensing service.
They have to pay to use the
So each song is like $48.
Yeah, but that's cheap.
But it's cheap. But you can use it for whatever outside of TV.
Yeah,
you cannot use it in TV, but
like
you
commercial
can,
use.
But you can use it on YouTube. You can use it in Instagram, Twitter, any kind of your social, and make money off using it. You know, like we monetize the podcast.
Right.
We have the license to do that. But $48. So
yeah, you can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
I love it.
And they got some jams on there. I'm telling you, like they got everything. You can search. You know,
like genres.
Okay. You can search like if you want a certain mood, and they've got some really good talented artists. So if you're an artist that has music you want to put out,
Beats,
you know, look up Premium Beats, see if there's a way that you can get your music on there. But I definitely search it. I love it.
Yeah, baby, it's like the music. Whenever we have B-roll for our vlogs, whenever I have B-roll on the Gabe Fix videos, if it needs music, I'm going to Babe because he has this thing where he can find a song for the mood in like 2-3 minutes. It'll take me hours. I have spent hours on these music websites trying to find the perfect song to go behind my clean with me or whatever. And I just be like, babe, can you just find me some music?
Yeah.
It's just 5 minutes later, he come back like, here you go. I got three, four songs for you. I'm like, how do you do this? Like, what is it that you're searching for that I'm not searching for?
Music... As many of you know, and as you even know, music is like therapy. Like, you know, you know, you can listen to music for whatever mood you're in, and it can get you out of it, you know, or it can get you through it.
It can take you back to
something. It's just so powerful. Yeah. Music is powerful. And for me, I always think about how is this beat going to make me feel? So I listen to it, and I, like, close my eyes, and I'm like, how is it making me feel? So if the type of video is supposed to be like a upbeat, clean with me, you know, you want that to be fun, and you want somebody to watch it and take something away from it, but also be able to sit there and jam, you know, like, you know, sit there and kind of, you know, groove, you know, is that because if I play a slow piano ballad,
that's not going to be
while you're doing your clean with me, people will be like, okay, all right. So it's, you know, that's
he's an expert. You need a song, babe. Got you.
Yeah, that's
he is the best when it comes to that. So let's see what else has been going on this week. I mean, it's still a lot going on in terms of like just the world and all of the changes that we have seen happen. All of the people who have spoke up for Black Lives. All the people who have not. Specifically, like Babe made a pretty. You've made a pretty powerful statement this weekend.
I'm very, you know, there are certain organizations, you know, you see when they don't make a mention of anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, you see when they're not speaking up, you know, simply just saying that they support the Black community.
Right.
You know, like just something that simple. and you see when they don't. And for instance, this week it really came to really got highlighted that CrossFit, CrossFit HQ, the organization, did not speak up against police brutality or supporting the Black Lives Matter, or even just black people in general. Didn't even say anything. Nothing to say that, you know what? What is happening to black men, women, and children is wrong. Nothing. And I was like, I'm sitting here side-eyed. I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing. Like, for real? And so they were starting to get dragged pretty big on social media. People were dragging them, like, you know, like, what, you're not gonna say nothing. And so then Greg Glassman, the CEO of CrossFit, decides to. He gets an email from a former employee that, you know, and it owns a box. She called him out. She called him out, and he literally belittled her in an email back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, belittled her, and I didn't see that. Yeah, and then, you know, there's been this movement to ensure that the mental health issues that racism has caused and is causing is addressed. That it, you know, it's a health issue. It's something that the people are suffering. Because of what's happening. To Black Lives, and he said something about it, saying, you know, oh, it's Floyd 19. So he decided to downplay George Floyd's death, the Black Lives Matter movement, and COVID 19 all in one little.
He just,
you know,
brushed it all off.
You know, just brushed it off like it was nothing. Just very insensitive, and showed his true colors, and literally that day. As soon as I saw that, I just tweeted out that, because I was actually going to renew my CrossFit coaching certification. I've been a coach for the last 5 years. I haven't been actively coaching, but I still certified coach. And I, you know, was going to, recertify it. And I just felt compelled to speak out and say that I wasn't going to recertify. I think CrossFit, I think functional fitness, what CrossFit is supposed to be, what it is. Functional fitness is amazing.
Yeah.
It's great. But people can do functional fitness without the CrossFit name. And so, so I spoke out and just said that, you know, that CrossFit needed to make a change and get rid of the CEO. It needs to happen.
They've lost.
Man, Reebok dropped them. Rogue dropped them. Name like down to the people that provide the grips for the athlete's hands, bar grip.
Oh, really?
Bear grip, I'm sorry. Dropped them. Athletes have de-affiliated with CrossFit, so they've changed. Even Dogfight, where I used to go, he changed his name to... Dogfight Fitness and Barbell Club. He removed CrossFit.
Yeah, because you have to pay
$30,000 a year
CrossFit to use their name as an affiliate. Yeah, you have a box, which is a CrossFit.
And so I am proud. I am proud of him, the owner, you know, Matt, for doing that. And I'm also proud of the many other affiliate owners.
I always wonder, when things happen like that, is there a comeback? Like, is there a way to, you know, so if this Greg guy, obviously he had an opportunity to clean up what he said and he didn't. So then it's like, okay, well, if CrossFit is able to get rid of him as the CEO and bring in somebody else, is there redemption in that? Like, you know, would people come back? Would they get their sponsorships back? Like, I always wonder, like, what does that look like when you take away the support? Like, what does it take for them to gain that back, or do they never get it back? Wondering.
That's a good question. Yeah. But I think that, yes, the first step has to happen where they have to remove Greg Glassman as the CEO. You know, and once they do that, then it's hiring a CEO that is a proven leader that has a conscience and also cares about, you know, everybody, you know, including Black lives.
Yeah.
And is willing to put their money where their mouth is and put their efforts where their speaking is, you know, like what they're talking about.
It's one thing to say it.
Yeah. To actually act on it.
To act on it.
And then, it's going to take some years to gain trust again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
because who was it? You said like one of the CrossFit Games champs.
Man.
Said they weren't going to compete again.
Claire Toomey is the three-time defending CrossFit Games woman champion. Because there's always a men's champion and there's a women's champion every year. She's a 3-time in a row, current defending champion. And she said she will not compete in this year's CrossFit Games.
That's major.
That's major. That's your champion saying, I'm not coming. Yeah. Rich Froning, which is the most famous CrossFitter in general. Yeah. He said that he is stands completely against it and that, you know, is looking to probably deaffiliate. One of the biggest CrossFit and most famous CrossFit boxes in the world.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but it's
that's so interesting because even after all of this, Greg is not trying to clean up anything or say anything different, which I guess is a good thing. Like, ain't no sense in trying to say it now because you clearly don't care.
Because you clearly don't mean it.
But yeah, that's just so interesting to me. Like, that all they can, like, it's a ripple effect. People are leaving every day.
Yeah, and exactly. Still it's crazy. Not, I mean, I think that, that's why I think at this point in time, if CrossFit HQ is smart, they get rid of him, vote him out. Hopefully there's a board. They vote him out, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's big organizations that went through controversies over the years. Like, you know, like Disney, for instance, where they had Michael Eisner as the CEO. Mm-hmm. He pissed off the entire industry.
Yeah.
Including movie industries, you know, like movie studios.
Yeah.
I mean, completely pissed him off. He made an enemy of everybody.
Yeah.
And ultimately got voted out. And Michael Iger is the one that came in and took over and cleaned up Disney.
Cleaned up the mess.
Cleaned up the mess, and it took years.
Yeah.
Interesting. There is redemption. I truly believe in redemption. But redemption can't happen without a hell of a lot of effort.
Right.
And genuine
effort.
Genuine effort. But that was a big thing that happened this year. You know, this week.
Yeah.
So if you're a CrossFitter or you know you know anything about CrossFit, and obviously
what
I know
are your
you've heard about
on
that.
It? Like what?
Yeah. Well,
how do you feel about being affiliated with it?
Yeah, exactly. Still. And you know, and is your box? Are they? You know, if you go to a box, are they de-affiliating or you know, are they staying or, you know, how's that? I guess how does that make you feel? You know, what's happening? So
interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I mean, it's I think it's part of the it's some of the positive changes
that have been made
in the last few weeks. You know, just Black Lives Matter Plaza or Parkway right there in Washington D.C.
Like the whole road, like
changing
that
the name of the road,
was so amazing. I mean, when I looked at that, I was just like, did they really do that in Washington D.C.?
The aerial shot of that was dope.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
So shout out to the mayor there that knew that she would catch flack from we know who that we're not going to mention on this podcast, but she was still brave enough and courageous enough to do what was right.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, there's just
It's been good to see just all the things that, you know, all the people talking about it and just the things like the awareness has gotten so much bigger. And I think that that's been the one positive, you know. It's sad that it has to take this to bring everybody's attention to it. But, that is a positive. So,
one small step, you know, one small step at a time. And if we're all doing it together, then, you know, I mean, the train can continue
can
to move,
going.
It can continue to go, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's a cool thing. That's a positive thing. So that's exciting. So what else?
Let's see what else has been happening. We were about this close, and if you can't see me, I literally am like a half of an inch on my finger, this close to booking a trip to Florida for July.
So close.
And I think today we just realized that it's not... I don't know how to sum up what we've decided. I guess that it's just not a priority. Like, I would love to be on somebody's beach right now.
What also got confirmed with the things the statistics you saw today?
Yeah, I just saw today on CNN that, like, Florida has had, like, 1,000 new cases within the last week since, you know, I guess progressing to phase 2 or phase 3. So we were going to go down to Florida. We were just going to rent an Airbnb and
maybe take a beach trip one day.
Go to the beach a couple days. We had found a house with like a pool and we were just going to hang out. And The tickets are cheap because I'm not driving to Florida. I won't do
it. We have a credit, so we actually wouldn't be paying for the tickets.
Yeah, we had a wedding that we were going to in September in Cancun. Well, they've since canceled the wedding. So we have, you know, flight credits on Southwest four of us. So we were like, well, we don't have to pay for the flight. All we have to pay for is for the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So we were literally like so close to booking that today. Very and close. I don't know that I'm ready.
Yeah, we slept on it. We talked about it last night. So we're going to sleep on it. And we both kind of woke up obviously wanting to go because we would love to. Yes. If you guys watch us or know us, and you know that we love to travel. Yeah, we love to take our kids and travel. You know, we love to be able to have them experience things that mm-hmm. We didn't when we were kids.
Yeah.
And so I think that was the part that we were kind of holding on to. But then when we just sat down and just really looked each other in the eyes and was like, do we need to do it? Yeah. Or maybe can we look at our anniversary and maybe see if things are a little bit safer then? And we can. We can wait. We're good.
That was the consensus. Like, I'd rather go. I mean, Florida is great. But if I'm going to be on a beach, I'd rather be in the Caribbean. Let's be honest.
Exactly, yeah.
So if we could go somewhere for our anniversary, which is August 20th, just Chad and I, and then, you know, we can see how we feel about flying, how we feel about traveling. And
fall break comes around.
For fall break, we'll take a family trip together somewhere. So that's what that's what we decided. It makes me really sad thinking about it, but I'm like,
it's the right choice.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, it's the right choice.
Yeah,
we
got the rest of the year. It's not like the year's over. It's fine. So I'm interested to know, like, have any of you traveled anywhere? How do you feel about traveling? Have you flown? Yeah. Have you taken a road trip somewhere? And that's something we could always still, like, take a road trip somewhere if we wanted to.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
saying?
Yeah, we can.
Like, somewhere less than 5 hours.
No, we
I'm not
yeah,
doing
we
it.
Could go and we absolutely could go and like, you know, there's places in Michigan that are apparently really nice during the summer.
I mean, we can go to Chicago.
We go to Chi-Town.
There, you know, the lake.
I mean, there are things that we can. Yeah, actually, absolutely. Chicago has a great lake out there, you know. So there are things that we can do. So we're not limited to just being here. We just didn't feel. You know, like after thinking about it, Florida was it that crucial to go all the way to Florida?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But that was kind of what we were almost about to pull the trigger on.
We just made that decision today.
Yeah. So before we get into our question, because we didn't forget about the question, I wanted to tell you about our first sponsor, StoryWorth. So that is StoryWorth. As many of you know, finding the perfect present for your dad is very tough, especially if you don't have the luxury of celebrating Father's Day together in person, you know, with what that's going on in the world. I know, and we know more than anything, that parents cherish spending time with family. I'm sure you do as well. That's where StoryWorth comes in. StoryWorth is a fun and meaningful way to engage with family, especially with relatives you might not get to see often. This online service helps your loved ones share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a gift of spending time together wherever you might live. Every week, StoryWorth emails your family members different story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask. Like, what have been some of your life's greatest surprises, or what's one of the riskiest things you've ever done? Reading the weekly stories is fun and makes your family feel close, even when you're not all together. So Gabriel and I were talking, and I think that it would be pretty cool if we set up one for Chad Jr. Mm-hmm. So that he can have memories of me, you know, throughout the years. We thought that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So after 1 year of StoryWorth, it will actually compile every answered question and photo you choose to include into a beautiful keepsake book that is shipped for free, and your family will cherish, you know, the book forever.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So if you guys are interested, you can click down below into the show notes or the description box, but you can give your dad the most meaningful gift this year with StoryWorth. Get started right away without the need for shipping by going to storyworth.com/LMO. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. So again, that's storyworth.com/LMO for $10 off. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Let's get into this question.
The question, what you thinking, Shari?
Let's take the colorful book.
Okay, got it.
4,000 questions, but they're not numbered. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
how we know there's 4,000? They could be lying to us.
They could be. You'd never know. Let's go to page 112.
112. I know where your mind's at. Okay.
And stop.
What famous last words inspired you?
What famous last words inspired me? Great question. Mm. What famous last words inspired me? I have to look through like my screenshots because I'm sure it's something that I have.
Yeah, that's a tough one to like off the top of your head.
I know, right? Am I the only one who screenshots everything? I have so many screenshots in my phone.
Right here with you.
And I literally don't even know why I have them all. Like, what do I have all of these screenshots for? Like, what is the point? Oh, you know what? This one's perfect. So, Mylik, if you don't know who Mylik is, just Google her after this, okay? She's amazing. She's the founder of Curlbox. So she does like this Q&A every Sunday. And someone asked her, how do you feel about black people who literally only have white friends? And her response is what made me screenshot because it's just like a reminder to me, like whenever I get caught up in, you know, what other people think about me or whatever. But her response was like perfect. And it said, I feel like my life goes best when I mind my own business.
Preach.
We aren't required to have feelings or opinions about everything. More than anything, I don't know this person's life experiences or upbringing. How many times have you been the only black person at dot, dot, dot? Maybe that was their life experience over the years. I don't know. So that was her answering the question. But the part that stood out the most to me was, I feel like my life goes best when I mind my own business.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We aren't required to have feelings or opinions about everything. Deep. Like, let's just stop there. We are not. Like, I think in this world where we can constantly voice our opinions,
we feel like we have
to. We feel like we have to.
Well, some people feel like
they have to. And it's just like, everything doesn't have to be said, especially to strangers or people that you don't know. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just thinking of this in relation to me. Like, I see things that I don't care for all the time, but I don't
take the time feel to the need on,
to tell somebody
I don't like
that I don't like it or that I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like almost like going out to the grocery store and somebody has on a shirt that you would never wear that you don't think is cute. You would never in a million years go up to them and be like,
yeah,
you know, that's the ugliest shirt ever. I don't even know why you got that on. It ain't even cute on you.
Or let's break it even down even simpler. If you're in the grocery store and someone's getting tomatoes, or somebody's getting green apples and you getting red apples and they getting a green, but you know, I don't even like green apples.
Right.
They don't care.
They don't
get your
care.
Red apples.
I just thought that was so profound. I literally just screenshotted that like 2 days ago because it's like, you know what?
It's deep.
When we all just mind our own business, the world, it just goes much smoother. Like, yeah. Why expend energy worrying about something that has absolutely nothing to do with it?
Because there's so many people in this world that are so worried about everybody else's business that they're actually not handling their own.
Man, ain't that it? Because, I mean, you can't possibly spend as much time worrying about mine if you're worried about yours.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's deep.
It is really deep.
So deep.
So, what about you? Do you have anything that...
I don't think we need anything else. That was just so good.
That one pretty much kind of summed it up.
That one just summed it up. We're going to end the podcast there. We appreciate y'all.
Mind your business.
We about to go mind our business.
Moral of the story, mind yours, and I'm going to mind mine, exactly. Okay?
And then if you do have something to say... If you do have something to say, just how about showing a little bit of kindness?
Right.
How about saying a little bit of kindness? How about, I think that oftentimes people think they're given constructive criticism when you're not. All you're doing is criticizing. Yeah. You know, constructive has kindness in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's whatever. We go all day about this.
That was just profound to me.
No, that's great.
And it's not to say that you're not allowed to have an opinion. It's fine. 100%. Everybody has an opinion on everything. But you should always ask yourself, like, is me stating my opinion to whoever going to help in any way? Yeah. Or do I just want to be heard?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day.
Yeah. And if you're sharing that opinion with someone that you don't know,
especially with someone that you don't know.
If you're sharing it with somebody that you don't know, then think about this before you share it. If you don't share it with kindness and constructiveness, ain't nobody gonna listen to that.
I know your message gets lost.
Your message gets lost in the rudeness. When you're rude,
the delivery
message goes right the window because nobody cares at that point.
Yeah.
So I think that's you know, that's just think about that.
Yeah.
We try to do that as well. So
it's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
You need a question.
Do I need a question?
Yeah, since you ain't gonna answer that one.
That was such a good one.
It was a good one.
That was a good one. I can look through, but I've got to take screenshots all day too, but.
No, I said you just need a question. Give me another. You don't got to answer that one.
Let's do 113.
You don't got to answer that one.
It's such a good one, man. I don't know if I can come up with better than that.
You're so funny. It's going to be a completely different question, but.
No, I was talking about if I did that same one.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
What were the last three songs or albums you bought?
Like last three albums?
Well, first of all, nobody buys. Well, I'm not going to say nobody, but. We both have Apple Music and Spotify, so we don't really buy. Have you bought an album?
I haven't bought. Like, yeah. I mean, the last time I bought an album, trying to see if I have anything here that I actually.
You actually bought an album recently?
No, I mean.
Oh.
No.
I'm like, why? We pay to listen to it. Is anybody actually buying them now? Like, I just feel like music streaming services kind of took that. Away, like I don't necessarily need to buy it if I can just download it and listen to it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the last three things.
I mean, I give you the streams on my listen because I'm probably listening to it over and over and over again.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the last. Maybe do a different question.
Okay.
What's the one below that one?
Do you write letters or postcards?
Oh no. My goodness, what's the letter? What's the one under that one?
Okay, I'm gonna just pick one. Pick and give one, it yeah. These are all weird. What do you do to reward yourself when you complete a difficult task? Do you do anything to reward yourself?
Make out with my wife.
You do that whether you complete a task or not.
That's very true. Yeah, I think that... I think that, like, you know, for I use the half Ironman for a example of a, you know, something that I worked for, and actually, like, I give myself a chance to I've learned to do this when it comes to big things like that, you know, like I give myself a chance to appreciate what I achieved. Because too often I was guilty of this, and maybe some of you are guilty of this, is that when you do achieve something, instead of enjoying that achievement, you immediately go into what you could have done better. You immediately start criticizing yourself. You know, well, I could have been faster. I could have made that a little bit better. Or, you know what? Dang it, my swim was way too slow in that triathlon. Mm. Like, instead of just appreciating that you accomplished a goal, you can shoot for that goal again. So just appreciate the fact that you worked hard and you accomplished it. Maybe it's not as fast as you wanted or as good as you wanted, but you know. I mean, done is, you know, better than perfect. Like, complete is better than perfect sometimes. And so I think that I've learned to just appreciate that I did it, you know. Instead of just thinking about how I could fix it or immediately going on to what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I accomplished it. I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Cool.
Cool.
So, we got some Ask Gabe and Babes today. That's what's on the docket. You're gonna read the first one? I will read the first one.
Okay.
Excuse me. Do we want to read this one, or do we want to do the quick ones first?
Oh, we can do the quick ones first.
Yeah. So we have one from Brianna. She didn't say that she was anonymous. So, hey, yep. Brianna, thanks What's for up? Sending in your question.
Hello, hello.
And she says, hi, Gabe and Chad. First, I want to say that I enjoy watching your daily vlogs, and your children are adorable. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have a question for you guys. My question has to do with relationships. There's a guy who's interested in me, and I'm interested in him too. The problem that I'm having is that I've tried to talk to my parents about the idea of interracial dating. They both don't want to have the conversation with me. I'm African American, and the guy I'm interested in is Caucasian. Even though I am an adult, I'm 27, I do understand doing what's best for you and what makes you happy, but I can't help but care about what my parents think. Mm-hmm. My question to you all is, did your families have an issue with you two dating, with you two starting to date, or they didn't mind at all? I feel like I need some advice, or I'm seriously overthinking things. Please help. Thanks in advance. Yeah. We have actually, so when we were looking through these questions, I was like, I feel like we talked about interracial relationships before. So I will say that we do have a whole podcast on interracial relationships. It's episode 10.
We'll put that down below. So, and yeah, also link it.
You can definitely go and check that out. But to answer your question that you asked, my family did not have any issues with Chad at all, with me dating outside of our race. It was never a conversation. I had more reservations about it than anybody, honestly.
Yeah, I had Nana and Mama on my side like that.
They was like, oh, okay, he's cute white boy. Like, honestly, like, there was no anything on my side.
And you about to say something?
Yeah, so I was trying to think if there was anything else that I had. I feel like we've talked about this so long, like so many times.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm a broken record, but no, like, my family didn't have any issues that I know of. Nobody expressed anything to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, like, on my father's side, I don't even remember his reaction when I told Chad that he was white. Like,
when you told your dad that I was white.
You said when I told Chad that he was white.
Oh,
when I told you that you were white, and I broke it to you that you're actually white. No, I don't even remember the reaction from my father when I told Chad. Well, when I told him that Chad was white. Now that I think about it, like, I mean, and I have a brother whose mom is white. I have a biracial brother, yeah. So it wasn't no thing for my dad. He didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, there was no reaction there at all. So, for you.
Yeah, for me, no, actually, the same. I mean, you know, my parents they loved Gabriel from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't surprised that, you know, that I, you know, had fallen for a black woman. Like, they weren't surprised by that. And, I mean, they, you know, and they made a serious effort to, you know, to... you know, have Gabriel come to the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mom made spaghetti, invited him, you know, invited dad, mom over. And dad invited her over. Yeah. And we had dinner very early into knowing
very
each other.
Very early, yeah.
And, you
and
know.
They were the sweetest. Like,
yeah, dad told me how beautiful she was. You know, so for me, but, you know, with my relationship with my dad, you know, with him being someone that, you know, had prejudice, whether he still had it, I don't know. We didn't have those conversations because I didn't care what he thought, mm-hmm. Even from a young kid. So it was something that we were at odds about anyways when I was a kid. Like, you know, I felt that, you know, that there was no reason that there should be a feeling towards,
mm-hmm.
you know, another race, towards black people, towards, you know, Asian people, Mexican people, or anything. So I didn't see why that there was this, you know, but dad, you know, he grew up in a different era and he had ignorant views.
Yeah.
And so I just wasn't on board with that. So he knew me well enough to know. And if you know me personally, you know how, like, I'm very outspoken. I'm
yeah,
me.
Chad don't bite his tongue.
I don't bite my tongue. So once I became of age to defend myself, you know, and to, you know, where it didn't matter what anybody said.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I'm curious, like, when you, I mean, because you've never dated anybody white. So was there ever a conversation or was there ever anything where your dad specifically was like, I don't like you dating black women, or why are you dating? Like, was there ever a conversation?
There was actually never I never once heard him say, he never say that to me.
Yeah.
He never said that to me. But he just was. You know, but it, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where we weren't close.
Yeah.
So for us to even have conversations like that is far fetched.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, just so there was a lack of support in general, mm-hmm. from him. So we would definitely weren't having conversations
about that,
you know,
yeah.
about dating somebody or, you know, liking a girl. So we didn't, I think that that's a relation. I think that when you have conversations about liking a girl, or if you're a female and liking a boy, like, that's someone you do with someone you trust.
Yeah. And there was no trust there.
There was no trust there. I didn't need to have a conversation with you. So that's just how I grew up. I grew up with where there wasn't a level of respect. I, you know, to truth be told, I didn't have a level of respect for my father. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to me that I earn the respect of my kids and my wife, obviously.
Yeah.
It's because that's something that could be, you know, you have to earn someone's respect. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just demand it.
Yeah.
If you demand it, you're a dictator.
And nothing from your mom. Your mom.
No, mom was always sweet. Mom had never, you know, I was closer to my mom, but she didn't care. She would buy me, you know, when Bone Thugs and East 1999 came out, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Machiavelli came out. She bought them for me, and we would roll in our Chevy Celebrity to end up becoming my car, bumping the cassette tape.
Yeah.
And she's like, they just talk so fast. I can't even understand nothing they're saying. Because, you know, Bone could rap fast. And
that's funny.
But she supported me for being me.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, that's simply what it was. She supported what I, so.
And there was never, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but there was never like a conversation with, because, and I think that we've talked about that before, but your grandfather, which was your mother's father, not on your dad's side, but on your mom's side.
I never met him. So.
You never met your grandfather on your father's side.
No.
But the grandfather on your mom's side, you knew that he was racist, but it, by the time you started dating, was he already, had he already passed? Like, there was never even
He was still alive, but there was no relationship there. Like, there wasn't a closeness there.
Yeah.
I grew up saying this, and I still feel it, and I'm happy to say it, is that I've always been the outcast of my entire family, and that's because I'm completely different.
Yeah.
I'm just different. I mean, I just, you know, and I don't know if that's in a good way or bad way, whatever it is, but I have always been my own person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't respect people just because I was supposed to respect them. I was quite, you know, rowdy sometimes. If I didn't agree with what you said, I would say it. I would tell you. I mean, he, you know, and at the end of the day, whether I understood at the time what racism was as a kid, it didn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The hate that you would hear.
Exactly. Yeah, just talking bad about another person.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me. And as a young age, I didn't understand, you know, what it ultimately was, but it didn't make sense to me. It never did.
Did you ever have a conversation with Mark?
No, I never had a conversation. No. Mark was my refuge from.
Mark is his brother.
Mark is my older brother, or one of my older brothers. He's the middle brother, but they're both older than me by like 11, 12 years. He was like my refuge from my father. So when we would get together, it would just be him buying me clothes for school, or we would just be going to movies. We'd be hanging out, playing video games. Yeah. Playing pool. We never went deep. I don't think I've ever had much of a deep conversation with my brother.
Interesting.
Because I just think that he had this he was just coming in to protect me.
Yeah. Because he had already lived through
being with my father, you know. So he already knew what it was like, and so he just, I think, wanted to provide me with just, you know, safety and protection.
Yeah.
And you know, if I wanted to talk about it, I'm sure I could have, but
yeah, it just didn't come
I
up.
Bottled things in and just held it in, and just, you know, and ultimately that's why I joined the army, was to get
to
away.
Get away.
Get away. Yeah. So
I guess both of us never experienced any opposition from our family
in our relationship
outside of our race.
I mean,
so I don't even know what that feels like. I mean, I can imagine, you know. But yeah, so I don't think that you're overthinking it.
No.
I think even as adults, we still kind of want the approval of our parents on certain things. And like who you date, who you marry, like those are really big decisions.
Very big
decisions. So I do think that it's unfortunate that your parents aren't interested in having a conversation with you about it. But also, you got to do what's going to make you happy at the end of the day. Like, I don't let that, not having that conversation, stop you from exploring the white guy, if that's what you want to do.
I just think that if you really are interested in pursuing this person, they seem like they're a person that's going to treat you good. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Yeah.
You know, like being treated good, being treated the way you deserve to be treated, and having someone care for you, someone that you actually want to be with, you know, and that you're not into them because they have this or they're this, yeah. You know, like you just are genuinely interested in somebody, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that, you know, I think the parents can be so stubborn. And think that they have a right to live your life for you. Mm-hmm. When you leave the house and you're an adult and you are taking care of yourself, your parents no longer have any right to tell you what to do or what not to do.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Some of you may disagree with me, but I don't care. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like you're supposed to honor and love your parents. It doesn't say submit to them and do everything they say, no matter what age you are. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible, as far as I know. So I just think that it's just okay to pursue something that you want to, you know, and look, at the end of the day, if they want you in their life and they want to, you know, to know what's happening in your life, then they'll open up. I really believe it. I think that, you know, they will open up.
Yeah, I think that parents, more than anything, want their children to be happy.
Yeah.
And sometimes they want to shield them. So I'm sure that their intentions are fine. You know, they probably want to shield you from what they project to be
not happy,
or even just a situation that you don't even need to get caught up in, because, you know, interracial dating does come with a set of
challenges
within itself, just navigating that.
I mean, dating has challenges.
And then if you get married, and then if you have kids, like, there are a lot of conversations to be had, topics to be had. There are, it's a difference, you know. It'll never be the same as you bringing home a black man.
Yeah.
It'll never be the same. So
yeah.
I think that maybe they are just trying to, like, shield you from what they think may be a hardship or may be unnecessary or whatever. So I feel like parents always have, like, the best intentions, but at the end of the day, you know, it is your life and you have to do what's going to make you happy. And then also, like, I was going to say, you said that they don't even want to have the conversation, and I mean, I think only you know how serious it is to them, but it's one thing where they feel like, oh, you just won't do it, so they're not taking it serious enough and they're not having the conversation. Or is it something where you feel like if you were to get in a relationship with a white guy and bring him home, that they would, like, disown you or they would treat you differently? Like, because that's something different, and that is a conversation that needs to be had. Like, Absolutely. Look, I don't know. I might end up marrying this guy. I don't even know. I just want to explore it, but I need to know that you're going to be respectful of my choice. Like, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine, but I would pray that you won't treat me differently if this is what I decide to do.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
that's, you know, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. We ain't got to talk about it, but I don't want to hear nothing when I come bringing him home, okay?
Yeah,
so, like,
I just think that life is so short.
Do you want me to be happy, or do you want me to just be out here in these streets unhappy because guy didn't look like what you wanted him to look like?
Yeah, life is too short to just always, like, there's so many this, you know, people holding on to what they think happiness looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's the same instance when we talked about a podcast a few weeks ago, we were talking about, you expected me to say something about your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You had an expectation.
Yeah.
And if I didn't say it that way, then it, you know, you were like, well, that's not what I expect you to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same instance. So if, as parents, if we say, you know, Chad Jr. and Reagan are going to end up dating this person, this kind of person, or they're going to go to this school, and then they don't want to go to it, then all of a sudden, well, we're mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, they have choices. People
right.
have choices. Your kids, when they grow up and get out the house, they have choices.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to respect and trust that you raise them up to be a good woman or a good man to make appropriate choices for their life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and if they're bringing it to you saying, hey, I really want to have this conversation, then come on, parents.
Yeah.
Have the conversation. Like the fact, so you're saying you don't want to have a conversation. To me, it's like, so we only get to talk about things when you want to talk about them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that can be very childish.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're all adults here, because at the end of the day, your kid is an adult now. You know, and kid, your parents are adults.
Yeah.
Like, you guys should be able to have a conversation. Like, and the, you know, and I think it's just when people say they can't, they don't want to talk about it. To me, it's just,
it's selfish.
It's selfish. Come on, man. Like, like, that's the problem. One of the biggest problems with marriages and relationships is that people don't want to swallow their pride and have a damn conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, talk.
Talk. I mean, a conversation is a, is just a conversation.
Let's, you can agree to disagree at the end.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't have to come to an agreement. It's okay. Like, you can feel your way, I can feel mine, but a conversation never hurts anything.
Nothing. So, it helps everything because it means that you guys have a trust in enough in each other to have a deep, hard to talk about conversation. I mean, I just think that when, it just, it's selfish. It's very selfish. It is very selfish. They say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. So, hopefully that helps you.
Hopefully it helps you. It's just
it sucks. I get it. I know what it's like
to. We hate the fact that you have to deal with that, man.
I get it.
I guess I never felt that.
Yeah.
I'm in a different boat.
Yeah, you're in a different boat. I'm a cat, don't care.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm in a different boat. I never really cared if my parents approved of what I was doing or not, especially when I became an adult.
Yeah.
When I became an adult, that's why I went to the Army. I'll make my own way. Mm-hmm. And that, so for me, yeah, I've never had that feeling of, like, I want to make my parents proud.
Yeah.
Like, I just never had that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just didn't actually have that feeling.
Yeah, so it's coming from different.
So it's coming from, so you're getting a very unique answer here.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it is tough. And you want your parents to be proud. You want them to be happy. You want them to be in agreeance with what you're doing. But the reality is that that's not always going to be the case. And you have to learn to be okay with that.
Yeah. You have to make sure you take care. Always take care of yourself. And make sure you're taking care of your happiness, because no one's going to be able to take care of your happiness better than you.
It's true.
And your parents, if they really love you, which I'm sure they do. Yeah, of course they do. Exactly. Then they're going to come around.
Yeah.
And they're going to love you and support you in whatever you feel is best for your life. It might just be a tough conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's a good one.
So hopefully that helps.
So hopefully, yes. Hopefully that helps.
Best of luck.
Yes. So I think we had one other Ask Gabe and Babe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So while Babe is looking that up, I want to tell you guys about Little Passports. And we have talked about them before on the podcast, so you have probably remembered that. But if this is your first time hearing it, Little Passports is a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages that not only educates them, but it entertains them. So I know that for me, sometimes it's a struggle to, like, find toys for Siege and Reagan. That they enjoy playing with, that are fun, but then also have some element of education to them. So with Little Passports, you get the best of both worlds. And Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package contains exciting hands-on learning for kids 3 and up. So you can feed their inner scientists with the Science Expeditions pack, which is full of cool experiments to try. You can even make your own slime. You can learn about every state with the USA edition subscription. And there are even boxes for, like, little ones that are, like, right for their learning level. So depending on what age your child is, you can find something for them. Little Passport subscription box is award-winning and has the parent-tested, parent-approved seal. So for $12.95 per month, there's tons to explore right from your home with Little Passports. And just for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off of the price of any subscription. So that means that your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. Use the offer code LMO at checkout for 15% off of your order. That's LMO at littlepassports.com.
That's right. So check them out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found it. So this person, this great person, wants to be anonymous. So great, we will not say her name. Okay. So here's the situation.
Okay.
I have been best friends with someone for 15 years, which means we have shared the deepest secrets, one of which is I have been involved in same-sex relationships. And she has always said that this has been no problem to her or with her. The latter part of 2019, I realized how insecure I was in our friendship, being that she started making a lot of new friends and hanging with them more and wasn't as so vocal about it because of past traumas, which had nothing to do with her. However, not being vocal and upfront about my feelings caused a huge rift in our relationship, or in our friendship. When I finally opened up, things were still not the same for me. I even started going to therapy, and it helped me realize how broken I was just from past traumas, abandonment issues, emotional and verbal abuse, and other things. Coming to that realization, I thought we'd connect because it would explain why I felt insecure in the friendship. Long story short, I got ignored and I kept reaching out until I got an answer. In a nutshell, she said that she thought that I was asking for more than just a friendship, wanted a romantic relationship with her. I've never made any advances toward her, so I was thinking either she felt uneasy about me being in same-sex relationships from the beginning, or her new friends gave her horrible advice, or she just doesn't want to be my friend anymore. I've gotten over being so angry and hurt about the situation, and to be honest, I don't think I want the friendship anymore because of this and other reasons, but to this day, I still wonder how she came to the conclusion that I was trying to pursue a romantic relationship with her. Mm-hmm. I no longer pursue same-sex relationships, and I know she just dates guys, and has been a strong advocate for her. And I had been a strong advocate for her last relationship. Okay. Would it even be worth it to try to get the answer or her reason why, or is something I should just move on from? And then in parentheses here says, our friendship was heavy on me, constantly pouring out to her advice, canceled time. And when I broke down and really needed someone, I didn't receive the same from her. I'm a type 2 personality on the Enneagram and an empath.
Okay. Empath.
E-M-P-A-H-T. P-A-T-H.
Why can't I say that word?
So, yeah.
Empath.
Look, we struggle. Okay, it doesn't matter. Y'all know what we're talking about. So, yeah, question. Would it be worth trying to get the answer, or should I just move on?
Well, that's a loaded question.
That's a very loaded question, and I'm sorry that you're having to, deal with it. But I think it's good that you're looking for a resolution.
Yeah.
Because the only way you can move on from something is by feeling a resolution, whatever that resolution might be.
I was about to say, is it though? Because sometimes you don't always get a resolution. Well, you just have to make the decision to move on.
Well, I mean, that's a resolution. You're saying that, you know what? True. I'm not going to get the answer. I don't really need the answer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to move on.
That was going to be my first question to you is, if you're already questioning if it's worth it to even explore this, like, you really have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Will it matter? Like, what will it change? So say you guys have the conversation and she was like, you know what? I felt uncomfortable and I just would rather not be your friend. And it just made me feel uncomfortable because I felt like maybe you was trying to push up on me. How would you feel if she said that? Would you feel any different? Like, would you really feel any different? Or do you think that you would try to explain your case even more to make her see it differently? Like, you have to go through each scenario that you mentioned. Or maybe she was like, well, you know, my new friends was like, they wouldn't even deal with that. So I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna deal with that either.
Yeah.
How would you feel? How would you react? Like, would you then try to be like, well, you know, what about my feelings? Who cares about what they say? Like, what about their feelings? Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take every scenario and be like, what is the answer that you're looking for? Do you really think you're going to get that answer? And is it even necessary? Like,
yeah.
You kind of have to consider all of these things. And I, for one, feel like if we've been friends for 15 years, it should take a whole hell of a lot more than this to break up a genuine, true friendship. Like, so to me, it's kind of got me side-eyeing, like, really? Like,
yeah, you know, what it sounds like to me, what it sounds like to me is that I really feel this. I think that friendships, that you can grow apart from someone, you know, that you guys, that two friends can grow in different directions.
Yeah,
it can happen. And, you know, and that doesn't mean either person is bad or that either person made a mistake. I think that, you know, with growth comes change, and with change comes, you know, removing people or situations or items from your life. And I just believe that, you know, maybe this is a case of, you know, and I also, here's what I always believe too, and I could be wrong for this, but I do believe that sometimes in relationships, people hold on to labels more than they actually do the relationship.
Yeah.
Sometimes they often holding on to this is my best friend, when Really? Like, have you really evaluated the friendship? Is it really best friend material? Are you really going deep with each other? Are you really providing the needed, you know, dedicated friendship and emotional support that, that best friend, you know, is true. Brings? And I think that oftentimes people confuse that with the label, you know, like
the amount of years. Oh, we've been friends for 15 years.
We've been friends for 15 years, But yeah, it's just like with any relationship, it's not fostered. If it's not fostered, if it's not growing, if it's not being worked on, and the communication is breaking down, then it's like any other relationship, it can fail.
Yeah.
The difference between a friendship and a marriage is that there is no, there's no commitment that you made before God, you made before people. You didn't sign a paper. There's no covenant there. So it's kind of not to say that that's what this is. But I think that, you know, I think it's good if you went back and just kind of evaluated the friendship. Like, how have we been doing? How has the things been? How did it get here?
I think that she did. Like, the fact that you said our friendship was heavy on me, constantly pouring out to her.
So it sounded one-sided.
It did. It sounded one-sided in the first place. So it's like, is it worth it to drum up all of this conversation for something you don't even want to know if you want to continue pursuing? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Why go there? I mean, and it sounds like you've tried to ask.
Yeah.
And you said you were ignored. And then finally, you know, she said whatever she said. That, you know, which to me sounds like a deflecting. I thought you were trying to come home to me. Girl, we've been friends for 15 years and you really thought I was trying to push up on you. That don't even sound like truth to me.
That sounds
like... So there's something deeper there that she's either not ready or willing to share with you.
It sounds like that was the easy way out. Okay,
yeah.
She tried to piss you off so she could get out.
She threw it back on you. Yeah, so it's like you may have to just be okay with not knowing why.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't feel like you even want to continue the friendship. Because now that's a different story. Like if you felt like this relationship was life-giving, she was really there for me, we had each other's backs, and I missed that, then that could be a different conversation. But if you already have feelings that the relationship was one-sided, you're not even sure you want to pursue it again, like, I don't know that getting an answer will make you feel any better.
Yeah. That's
or any different.
No, that's perfect. I think that, yeah, you know, what you always have to think about, what value is it going to bring to you? So, you know, if you pour your heart out and you say, hey, I just want to know what happened. Mm-hmm. What's the intention? You know, are you going to be able to also call her out on how you felt, you know, like abandoned and that she never supported you emotionally? Are you going to be able to call her out on that and then
be truthful about
everything? Are you guys really going to air everything out? You know, and if that's going to happen, then you know what? That could be a healthy conversation.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it's got to be both sides. It can't be just you doing it and then her clamming up and just attacking you back. And then it just, you know her better than we do, or, you know, so you know if she's willing to have a deep conversation with you about being and be able to accept how you feel. How you feel the relationship, the friendship went. And if she doesn't, if you don't feel like she's going to accept that or be willing to do that, maybe, you know, maybe you do move on. And, you know, if it's in God's will, maybe you guys will cross paths again and you'll be able to have a conversation. But,
that's true. I mean, and you mentioned that you have been going to therapy, and that's another thing that when you start going to therapy, you have to think about is that everybody is not going to be on the same emotional wavelength as you, especially if you've taken the time
to work on it, to
seek a therapist and work on yourself and see, you know, things differently or see how your past has affected your present. Like, everybody is not going to have the same emotional IQ as you if they're not talking to somebody and they're not doing that internal work. So you also have to look at it like that. Like, are you going to get the fulfillment from the conversation? Is she even able to have that conversation with you the way you want to have it? Is she at a place where she can be capable enough to have that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
No, I think, are you guys in a place where you can do that? Or are you guys Molly and Issa right now? Okay. I just wanted to lighten it up a minute.
I'm so mad about that. Did y'all watch Insecure? I'm so mad. Yeah,
if y'all are not caught up.
Molly.
Apologies.
Sorry, spoiler alert. But I was really mad when she was just like, what'd she say? Maybe we ain't the same people or something. Girl, you didn't even try. I was so mad.
So mad.
I'm like,
but I think that's the thing. You have to, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to lighten it up a bit here, yeah, because you probably need a laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's tough, man.
You know, because it's tough. Friendships are tough.
Friendships ending is tough. Like, you have to kind of go through that grieving, yeah, period.
Especially 15 years
is a long
jinx,
time.
Jinx, Gabriel.
You can't drink jinx us, sister.
But you
We've
can.
Gone through this multiple times.
I know,
times.
But you cheat. That's a cheat. That's a cheat code.
Nope.
Nobody gave you a cheat code to jinx.
I gave myself a cheat code.
But God didn't give it to you.
God gave it to me.
Whatever. But, yeah, so, I don't know. We pray that that you figure it out, and that, you know, we don't know if you have, you know, if you, you know, if you pray or, you know, whatever, but if you do, then just pray about it. Ask mm-hmm. ask for answers, ask for peace. Ask for peace first and foremost.
Yeah.
Ask for peace. I think that you don't have to have peace and understanding at the same time.
Mm.
You can have peace. Understanding will come.
Yeah.
But if you expect both at the same time, well, maybe you should just get peace first.
Yeah.
Just get peace.
Yeah, it's good that you said that you're not angry anymore. So that was one step. Now, I don't know. Some folks just won't cooperate. Yeah,
and some folks just don't think that they're doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And until they realize they're doing something wrong, you're not going to be able to tell them nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Man, it just got real dark.
Yeah, it's about to storm here.
If you're watching in the lighting, it got real dark.
It's about to, it's windy as heck. It's lightning. You probably heard some lightning.
Yeah.
Hotness
Express. So hopefully that was helpful.
And we wish you, the best of luck.
Keep us posted on what you decide to do. Yeah. Even the young lady with the, you know, dating the white guy, keep us posted.
Yeah, please.
Like, when we do these Ask Gavin Babes, like, we want to know what happened.
I think everybody wants to know.
Yeah, like,
know?
We would love to be kept, you know, abreast on.
Yeah,
what
and then
happened.
You know, and if somebody sees that they've answered, and you know, like, and if you can offer some encouragement, please offer them some encouragement. Let's mm-hmm. love each other. Let's be kind to each other.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, we want a community that is here to help each other
mm-hmm.
and grow, because that's what it's about.
Yep. It is.
So yeah.
So I think that's it. That's all we got for this week,
right? I think that's it. I think that those, you know, something that we kind of, you know, felt tugged to speak on. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, we don't know how many people this might actually help. Maybe there's more people in this, those type of situation.
Yeah,
you know?
You never know.
So
thank you guys for trusting us to send in your dilemmas, your situations, and even ask for our advice. Like, we really appreciate that, because you guys know we aren't experts.
We
can just tell you from our perspective. So if you're out there and you would like to know our perspective on something or our advice on anything, you can always email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com and mm-hmm. put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so that we know, you know, you want us to talk about it. You can tweet us at letsmakeoutpod. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
And
we're on all your platforms.
We're on all the social media.
All your streaming platforms.
All of them.
You know, whether it's you know, iTunes, or whether it's on Google Play, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're listening on any of those, thank you. If you can rate us on any of those, we appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess we'll talk to you.
That's all we got, guys. Until next week. Have a good one.
That's right. Deuces.
Bye, guys.